What gratitude does is it keeps you connected to that source which brings things into your life. It keeps that connection open because gratitude comes from love. See, there's two ways to look at things in your life. There's to appreciate what shows up in your life or to depreciate what shows up in your life. And to depreciate it means to complain about it, to whine about it, to resent it because it's not big enough, it's not shiny enough, it's not what I wanted. That's a depreciation. And appreciation, to appreciate, means to have a sense of being grateful for it. Gratitude, there's a wonderful definition that I use for gratitude. Gratitude is the complete and full response of the heart to everything in the universe. The complete and full response of the heart to everything in the universe. And this gratitude disallows feelings of separateness from what shows up. See, resentment or complaining or fault finding are things that block you, are obstacles to that free flow. They reinforce the idea that I am separate from that and it's not giving me enough. Gratitude for what shows up and expressing that gratitude with affirmations and regular affirmations of it is a way of keeping that channel clear between you and that divine presence. And doing this little ritual that I do with the coins, I also do it when I'm driving and someone lets me in into a lane when I'm trying to change lanes. There's this very quick and silent little thank you for that loving gesture. It doesn't seem like much. It's not like this big deal. I don't tell anybody about it. I happen to be talking about it now because it's just the focus of this particular principle. But it's not anything that I share with anybody else. It's a very private little thing that I do. When someone lets me into a parking space, a thank you, an acknowledgement. You know, when I'm in a grocery store and I go out to the car and I take the cart out to the parking lot, and I put my groceries in the trunk. I always take the thing and I take it back. It doesn't seem like this. It's my own little private little thing. It's like I'm grateful for this food. When we go into a restaurant and we sit down and eat, and there's a sign there that says generally thank you for taking your tray and putting it back. And for my children have all learned that when we finish up where we're eating, we are thankful for the food, and we're also thankful for the place that we have to eat, and we want to leave it the way it was when we got here. We're grateful for the cleanliness. We're grateful for the air. There's this kind of attitude. I remember being with Wally Amos, famous Amos, in Hawaii, who also has a program with Nightingale Conant. Everybody seems to. And the first time I'd ever met him, we were walking in a street in Maui. And he saw a beer can there, and he said, excuse me. And he walked all the way over there, and he picked up the beer can, and he put it into the trash can. And he didn't say a word to me, and I didn't say a word to him, but I noticed that. I noticed there was a sense of gratitude for the islands. It's what I call an aloha kind of spirit, a sense of feeling grateful and expressing it in everything that you do in your life. And this kind of an attitude begins to become infectious. And it also opens the channel for more to show up. People who are grateful seem to get more than people who are resentful. You know why? Because people who are resentful don't understand that their resentment itself is what's blocking. And when they do get something, their instantaneous response to it is, it's not enough. It's not big enough. Somebody else got something that's better. I should have had this. I wanted it yesterday. It showed up too late. It's not the right color. It's not the right size. You know, the endless not feeling of gratitude. There's a wonderful little old joke about a lady who was on the beach with her grandson, and she's walking along the beach, and all of a sudden this huge wave comes along and picks up the little boy, and he disappears. And she just goes down on her knees, and she just doesn't know what to do. This is my grandson. Please, God, send my grandson back. I can't stand. What has happened? How could this have happened? Oh, please, I'll do anything. I'll do anything. And all of a sudden, another wave comes along and plops him right back down right in front of her. And she looks at him, and she turns around, and she goes on her knees. She says to God, he was wearing a hat. You know? I haven't thought of that story in a long time. This idea is not just good citizenship we're talking about here. It's cultivating this attitude of flow, of allowing, of permitting things to continue to grow in you, because gratitude is love.